It's Superhero, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
I'm going to go hang out at the Triforium tonight. The first Friday, there are three of these tonight. I'm going to go hang out with the Wizard of L.A. and Reverend Mark, and I believe Lumi is going to be up there, the All-Seeing Eye. And this idea for a song first came to me, so it's basically, night tonight is gonna be a very special night. Tonight is gonna be a very special night. Tonight is gonna be a very special night. So I thought it would be this. Night tonight is gonna be a very special night. Tonight is gonna be a very special night. Tonight is gonna be a very special night. Night tonight is gonna be a very special night. Tonight is gonna be a very special night. Tonight is gonna be a very special night. Night tonight is gonna be a very special night. Tonight is gonna be a very special.
So, I was just standing at a corner, walking across from one light to go to the across the street to the next light. And while I was standing there at the light, I heard this woman with her daughter, and then the woman's friend was standing there next to her. And the woman goes, "I want to get a boob job." And then her friend goes, "No, you look just great, just the way you are." And then the little girl goes, "Yeah, mommy, you look just great. You look great just the way you are." And then the mom goes, "Yeah, but I want a boob job, damn it. I want a boob job." And, you know, some might say, well, that's probably a conversation you'd hear a lot happening throughout in Los Angeles. I'm wondering, is it common anywhere else or is it only here? Because it's just quite interesting when you hear that kind of thing. And then for the kid to pipe in and have something to say about it. Quite interesting. I'm on my way right now to see the Wizard of L.A., the Triforium out at the near City Hall. So we'll see how that goes. I think that's where the Batman gathering was, the memorial for Adam West. I think we gathered there. Did I stand next to that thing? Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm wondering if I stood next to that thing. Well, so, yeah, the Triforium, they're going to have some kind of, some shows and whatnot out there, so I shall be reporting on that later. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto. Oh.
And myself, Tom, my co-workers is such a rude name. My co-directors, Jonah Bechtel, and Claire Evans, Tanner Blackman. We were tired of seeing this great sculpture almost great. We wanted to fully bake the pizza that is the Triforium. We eat an underbaked pizza, and it tastes bad because you underbaked it. People looked at the Triforium, they said, what's going on in this weird thing? Well, it wasn't fully realized. So that's what we're trying to do with these three Fridays. And we couldn't be doing these three Fridays without the help of so many people. I'll let the siren pass. Oh, no, actually, they're coming here. LA 2050 Foundation supported us. We won a grant.
Thank you.
just one of the best.
He's awesome. Oh my God. He did a song recently where he wasn't making fun of it. He just did a cover. He was doing a cover of Weezer doing a cover of Toto. Of Africa. And it's badass.
He was doing a cover.
And his cover's better than Weezer's cover.
He was doing a cover of Weezer doing a cover of Toto. Oh my God. I love that he decided to enter the fractal. Right now, I just gotta make a cover of Weird Al. We make the cover of Weird Al.
Doing a cover of Weezer, doing a cover of Toto.
Yeah, and then we do the cover of Weird Al.
I wonder if that would start like an internet thing.
Yeah, I think it would.
Just start lumping it on top of
it. I think it would.
It's awesome. I'm gonna send that to you.
My IQ score was about. My IQ score was 163. But does that matter because I've met
Reggie Watts, ladies and gentlemen, Reggie Watts. Here today, ladies and gentlemen, at the Triforium, hanging out here with Reverend Mark. We're here with Reverend Mark and Tara, and Chenzi is over somewhere. Oh, there he is. He's standing with, I think his name is Craig. He's got a beard. All the wizards, they're culminating. And a synchronicity just occurred. Synchronicity just occurred where he's standing on this tall guy is standing underneath this tree, and on the tree was Velcroed a red light bulb. And he just so happened to be standing exactly underneath that red light bulb. And a woman came by and she goes, "Oh, excuse me," and she had this little step stool. She goes, "Excuse me, I need to, you know, get up into the tree." And he just reaches up and goes bloop and plucks it out. And it was like this little red light, and I said, "Oh my God!" He just like plucked it out of the tree, like it was a cherry from a tree. It was incredible.
No, I find it interesting because it's
hey, this can. So, what would you say is your passion or talents or whatnot?
I feel like my passion is loving others. I feel like every time I connect to another human being, I'm growing as a person with them. And that's love. So that my passion is love, bro.
It's awesome because, what was I just listening to today? I've been listening to Stuart Wilde and Neville Goddard and all these different philosophers and, people who are just really into wanting to connect more with the universe. And one of the things is that they were saying that each and every single person in our life is a new teacher, you know, and how every single person in our life is like a reflection of ourselves and a different camouflage, you know. So it's just, it's like the universe is giving us another example of ourselves in a different kind of camouflage, you know, and like, okay, where are the commonalities? Where are the connections? And what's so cool is, as you continue to explore more in that area, holy moly, the harmonizations and the synchronizations just keep moving and moving. It's crazy. The stuff that we notice with Chenzi and like, holy cow, it's crazy. What are your thoughts about synchronicities?
I really feel like the more I connect and feel, the higher I get as a person. And like you were mentioning earlier, it's important to do that. Yeah. So you tell me what you think about synchronicity. I want to learn something.
What I've noticed is that the more that I appreciate synchronicities, the more they show up, and in the larger amounts they show up, and it's almost like a fractal kind of Fibonacci sequence kind of thing, because they'll stack up. I mean, there's a time where I was writing down every single synchronicity I was having, and while I was in the middle of writing that down, a synchronicity about that synchronicity, I'd hear it outside the door. And then now I'd have to put a parenthesis and go, while I was writing this down, another synchronicity happened that had to do with this. And then I'd have to close that parenthesis. Then I'd have to keep going with the last synchronicity I was trying to explain. Dude, it was crazy because I would notice my environment would go, whoop, it would come swooping in with something, either the sound of a dog barking or the sound of a car passing by with a particular song that I was just listening to, a phone call coming through. I mean, it was like I was conjuring it up. It was like these agreements were being made. And I noticed that when I started talking with others who appreciate synchronicities, whoa, then they happen even faster and faster and faster. And what's so cool is I've been noticing now as I'm hanging out with these guys, I'm noticing more and more like-minded souls and wizards, as we call them, finding each other and coming together and then going back out for the next sort of missions, you know, we'll kind of brainstorm on certain fun, different things to do and ways in which to connect with, you know, certain circumstances. And it's all sort of a performance art kind of project. It's so interesting. It's so interesting. It's all about just connections. And so it wouldn't surprise me that you would happen to be standing underneath a tree. And right when that girl goes, oh, yeah, excuse me, I'm going to put my little step stool up. And you were far taller than she could even be standing on the step stool. And you just go, whoop, and you just plunk the little thing out of there. You were perfectly standing exactly where
that's my purpose. She did.
And it was just so awesome, dude, the way that happened.
It was really beautiful.
And I would not have been able to see that and view that and document it had I not been here at this very moment in time to watch that moment happen and give sort of like a high five to the universe. I mean, it's insane how it just goes, it just keeps fractaling and fractaling.
Aren't you appreciative for every moment that we have? Every moment matters. Yeah. And it's like the more beautiful we make every moment, the more meaningful everything becomes. It's absolutely grand. And I'm fascinated with life. Fascinated. And when I was 21, I thought of none of these things. And it's just like each person adds to me and I add to them. That's it. Like you said, the fractals. It's just everything.
It's neat too because like those connections and the bridges that you build between the other people, where you find those commonalities and and you bring in all those learned things. Now what happens now is that this vibe now is carried with this brain, and the stories that are shared here are now shared out there. So now that sort of multiplies and amplifies your vibe out there in the world, which is interesting. It's almost like another little dip, 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 a little plant and a little seeds. Now that's growing a tree. Now that's growing a tree. It's like, it's so interesting.
I was talking to a friend about, I grew up a Jehovah's Witness. That's what I was growing up. And it was a nice experience. Everyone's very kind and loving, big family. But it was the only thing that I had ever really experienced. And I had never really been exposed to the outside world, to be honest. All my friends were within. And so I've been out for 3 years and my eyes just keep opening and widening. And that's why I use the word fascinated. Everything is just a fascination. And I want to learn and soak that up. And then I can have more conversations with like-minded people who enjoy learning as well and sharing. It's part of... That's why I did the Habits for Success. Because I wanted to bring vibes up. You know? Level up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To love. And that's it, you know? I mean, wow, I'm really happy that I'm here right now and I'm speaking with you because your presence is making me realize a lot of things as well. You've helped me today.
Cool, dude.
Thank you.
Thanks for saying that. Oh, dude, you're welcome. What's fun is like when I notice that, like when people get to have those moments to be unpacked, you know, of their connections with just source, you know, and there are different ways of connecting with it, whether it's through music or painting or who knows what. Whoa, I feel like I levitated for a second as I said that. But what's so interesting is as people feel that light, that shine, that star going, you know, turning on again, there's like this, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like the snap, crackle, pop, you know, that's where you start feeling that tingle in the third eye up there going, and crackling, you're going, whoa, something's happening, the key's moving into the lock, and like, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
And it's crazy when that happens because now what happens is now each of these people recognize that brightness that's coming out, and it's cool because now, holy cow, it's like a constellation. It's like joop, 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 connecting the dots. It's really cool.
Can I say my friend, Cerise, my friend, she's amazing. She helped me learn to focus on myself and my thoughts, and that in turn has helped me focus more on others. By focusing on myself and making sure I'm okay.
Yeah,
can I make sure I'm okay?
Yeah,
get that good self-care.
Yeah.
Get that love in there for myself. And then because I'm in a state of love, I can give you what I can give that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we have a whole. You know? So
that's awesome because, yeah, it's so cool because what's awesome too is when you find yourself in that zone and in your sort of like... in that reality experience that you're creating, what's so interesting is those who are so involved with that have less to say about really anything else that's going on because they're so enthralled with that reality sort of experience they're creating, you know? Like they're putting all, it's like they're turning on the brightness of like being the best version of themselves. And whoa, as that happens, it's like, man, you start having revelation after revelation. How often do you have revelations, for instance? Like where you go?
Explain to me, because I am still learning. I'm not going to front, you know? Explain to me what you mean by revelation.
When you have that epiphany, when you have that, like when there's that, where there's a question that was way back here long ago, and you didn't even really realize at the moment that it was a question, and then you come across a conversation, and it gives you the answer to this thing that you didn't even realize was a question, and you're going, what? Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I don't know what I'm watching right now. I'm a little confused. I know that I like it. But I know that there's one thing that's going to help me understand what I'm watching.
Tell me more.
It's called cannabis. Excuse me.
Oh, I see.
That's a good thing.
Yes, yes.
Dr. Cannabis. Paging Dr. Cannabis.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I got to hear again. You got to tell me more about this because I had an amazing experience. It was so smooth. And I felt myself at that moment. It was grand. Please explain.
He wants to know about the Reverend Cannabis. Mm. This is an exclusive only on your show, good sir. Did I just accidentally spit in your eye? I'm so sorry.
I go where others dare not tread.
Especially with my spit, I apologize. So anyway, what we're talking about is homegrown cannabis from the Reverend's Corner.
Oh.
And the way that it is done is quite simple. I make my own dirt profile. From there, all organic. From there, I utilize a specialized mycorrhizin, or rather beneficial fungi. I use that to regulate and aggregate my soil. And
there's this giblet. Is there any way to combine that into something?
I could.
What is that?
We like
it. That will be
very, very strong. I will save that for another time.
Yes, young traveler.
But we can. But we'll just simply relight it.
Yes, young traveler. I do say.
I do.
But essentially, it's interesting.
Please tell us more.
What are these voices? I love them.
But essentially,
we're turning on the volume.
Hello there, sir.
Hello there. I do say.
This is Doubtfire.
Someone needs a vacuuming.
Yeah. Hello. Put a pie in my face.
Someone needs to put vacuuming immediately.
I love that.
Pie in my face.
Hello. Put a pie in my face. Anyway, long story short, yeah, the idea was to create a. Isn't it great? Was to create a weed, basically, that was a high cannabinoid. Basically, kind of a neutral THC high cannabinoid.
That sounds like a Star Wars creature.
It is.
It does.
I like this. Is good.
The cannabinoids.
From Endor.
That in itself is awesome. That whole statement.
The figure eight of all.
Dude, I imagine the cannabinoids. Do you know what ghillie suits are?
Yeah.
I imagine cannabinoids looking like that,
dude. I wish I had one so bad.
Do you imagine for Gen Z's movie? By the way... With between the brainstorms and the brainstorms, I think all of it,
it's all synchronicity. But anyway, so in the end, what ended up happening was we were trying to basically come up with a way of creating an organic way of building the soil, more of a soil profile. But what we ended up doing, it was actually not only raising the cannabinoid content within inside of her weed, lowering the THC at a point to where it wasn't mind numbing, but we also came up with a way for the plants to communicate with one another through the fungi material that we used. And what was amazing about it was all of our plants and everything essentially were, how do I explain this? They had four different planting times. So like one was planted like during the Ides of March, and then one was planted on April Fool's.
Oh my God, so you had themes necessarily, but special commemorative times in which you did it. So
exactly.
It contained the spirit of what was happening.
I don't know necessarily that. That's a really good hypothesis. I like that. That is definitely something really good to consider. But for me, it was more of like trying different light spectrum times, because the light is different from different. Yeah, spring is crazy. And
spectrum.
But essentially, what ended up happening was they all matured at the exact same time. Interestingly enough, even though some of them were about a couple of months apart from each other when they were planted first.
Uh-huh.
So we discovered a lot, but more so what we discovered was a really inexpensive way of growing weed.
Pretty much.
Now,
I mean, that, I think everybody wants that.
Yeah.
It's a good purpose. Because,
yeah, like for the same price as a full ounce of weed, I can teach you how to grow 12 times that for the same price.
I have to say, because I'm kind of new to cannabis, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I was telling him how I grew up a Jehovah's Witness, but we didn't do that, you know, obviously. But every time I do it, I feel like my creative side kind of grows a little more. You know, it's nice to be able to, and each strain has opened me up in a different way. And I'm like, okay. And they remain afterwards. I'm like, oh, okay, this is now part of it.
Yeah. And it only lasts for like a little bit. You know, so it's just like, yeah, you have no hangovers. I mean, it's amazing.
That's the idea too, and everything. It shouldn't last more than 4 hours.
And it fights cancer too. I mean, there's so
it
many
fights
health.
Cancer.
It fights cancer.
Fascinates me. What?
Yes. The cancer fighting aspect.
And it just became something that, you know, is more accepted. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It's a really interesting, because your body has a shit ton of receptors for them. 48. What's interesting about it is that you have 48 cannabinoids, also found within cannabinoids.
Wait, 48 cannabinoids?
48 different cannabinoids.
What's a cannabinoid?
A cannabinoid is a molecule.
Is it a relative of the cannabinoid?
It is cannabinoid. It's the same
cannabinoid.
Thing. It's just a different way of pronouncing it.
Cannabinoid.
I could be wrong.
Do, 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 do. Cannabinoid.
It's basically a molecule.
Cannabinoid.
It's an atom.
Cannabinoid. Cannabinoid.
Yes, and the crowd. And the crowd cheers. Hello. Man with the beard, where have you gone?
He's
your third eye.
That's the wizard.
The wizard.
So yeah, man. What we ended up creating was something very, very special. Oh, sorry. Mm. What we ended up creating was something very, very special.
It's interesting. You know, we're all wearing hats. I love the hat aspect. And then we have, you know, our fancy clothes. Everybody's doing their thing.
She's
stylish. Oh, well, thank you, thank you. One of my best friends helped me choose them. She likes a young man to look nice and dapper. Oh, man, I was going to go to... Disney's having this day called Dapper Dan Day.
Oh, really?
I looked at that and I was like, why am I cool towards that?
Bring your pomade to Dapper Dan. To Dapper Dan.
At Disney. That's really hard to say.
Like that.
Take it off.
Dapper
Dan. Oh, I see what's happening.
But Tobin, one of the musicians there,
Forceps.
We're going to Kauai. So
Kauai?
Nice.
Yeah, we're
oh,
gonna
nice.
Be in Kauai.
Kauai.
We're gonna like camp in the jungle.
Oh shit.
Which I mean,
that's
honestly
awesome.
It's gonna be epic for me, because I've never really camped until just one time this year. That's it. And I'm 33.
Are there gonna be lions in this jungle?
Well, I don't think Kauai has any predators like that.
I thought you were younger. I thought it was really a really mature 24-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
You know what? I always get youth for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, I guess I have that youthful energy.
I was going to say, this guy's going somewhere.
He's got the vim.
And he's 33. I'm like, he's still going places.
He's still going.
It is nice to be going. Yeah. I appreciate
it's
that.
It's nice to be going. One thing's for sure. It's nice to be going.
I can put this out or we can keep going. Feeling good? I'm going to enjoy this now. Excellent.
Oh, so did you hear about the midi sprout?
There's something called the midi sprout.
It's a little thing you can hook up to plants. So this might be something interesting, is the music that's created. You hook up this midi sprout to there, and it plays it through, and the most beautiful sounds come out of this thing. And what happens is you get one plant that can hear itself. You can hear it adjusting itself to be in harmony with itself. It's like,
and you can hook it up to stuff to change the sound of it.
So it's not just the carbon dioxide being given off whenever you're singing or making a sound.
No, it's like the electric impulses from the plant, and it's so interesting because different plants sing different songs.
Oh, wow.
So, and then when you put them with each other, they start hearing each other and teaching each other how to sing, and they start singing with each other. It's really interesting. There are like all these videos, but the midi sprout, I so much would love to utilize that in a music situation, especially reading the CIA document that was, okay, so this research was done in 1983, and it was supposed to be released in 2003, but it wasn't released in 2017. And it's about the Monroe Institute, the Hemisync stuff, and this CIA operative went down the rabbit hole. It's like a 29-page dossier of him going down the rabbit hole and learning about quantum mechanics, transcendental meditation, hypnosis, all of this stuff about hertz and megahertz and the way that our bodies vibrate at the same level, can be trained to vibrate with the earth. And so he went down this rabbit hole, and he goes, I had to look at this so objectively, where it had nothing to do with religion, it had nothing to do with occultism, I just had to look at it for how it works with the brain. So he was instructed to go down this rabbit hole and learn about this stuff. So this, all this page is about the holographic universe, how we create our own realities. And what's so crazy is that all of this stuff has been talked about for eons by all of these philosophers and mystics and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just cool because it's like science now can put its stamp of approval on it, so to speak, and go, bam, you know, this is something that's real.
Yeah.
Now, what that does now is open up the floodgates of information for those who see this and go, what? Maybe I should now investigate this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine the kinds of things that could be manifesting at such a rapid rate as more and more people keep waking up to it?
That's crazy.
Wouldn't that be nuts? If more and more people start waking up to it, could you imagine the power and the frequency of the manifestations?
That'd be nuts. It would. Everybody be connected. They'd be just like, oh, I don't know. It's like my mind's just like, here's all this humming. Just the synchronized humming. I don't know. Yeah. It makes me think, for some reason it brings to mind, someone told me about crickets at my work. We all ask what each other wants to hear. So
yeah.
My friend there, he's like, I'd like to listen to crickets. And I'm like, crickets, okay. And he said that he showed me this thing where they slow it down, they slow the cricket sound down to where it's it's like the length of a human lifespan. And time-wise, through this singing of the crickets, and it just sounds like a chorus of like angels. It's crazy.
Wow! Yeah. How beautiful.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Just made me think of that. But it's amazing. I'll have to send it.
That could be a beautiful soundtrack for a movie. It's all just all the soundtrack is by Mother Nature. How beautiful is that? So you slow it down. Yeah. You got it hooked up to the plants. Heck, you slow that down. I was thinking too. Imagine if there's a way to find some kind of cryptography, the language, you know, the vibration, if it translates to English in some way.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
All right.
It was very nice to meet you.
Wow, very lovely to meet you. Thank you.
Take care, brother.
Take care.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
See you again.
He looks so much like my buddy Jason Carr.
See how fast he's walking off? He's embarrassed.
Why?
Because we were showing him lots and lots of gratitude.
Oh, lots and lots of attitude.
Gratitude. And it's what's amazing about it is it's like that's just sort of a foreign concept for a lot of individuals and everything. To go up to him and going, hey, guess what? You're fucking awesome. And like, well, I haven't done anything. Yes, you have.
Oh my God.
My perception. You're awesome.
I haven't done anything.
And yes, you have.
And
that's amazing. And that's such an amazing feeling.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
For a lot of people, we don't know how to experience that.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, it's one of those things to where, you know, when you finally accept it, it's amazing. It's you could be a man who lives off paycheck to paycheck your entire life, but just as long as you have that one thing, you die a happy person.
Yes.
That's for you who is listening to my words. Remember, what matters in life is these three things. Number one, purpose. Number two, gratitude. And number three, a good death.
A good death? Is that what you said?
Well, that's my philosophy for right now.
A good death, yeah.
Until tomorrow.
I hear in Orleans they carry him in the casket down the street. Is that true?
The wizard would actually know.
He lived there for a while.
I was only there for a few days. So
I didn't see any caskets carried on shoulders down the street.
No, I didn't. Saw a lot of crazy shit.
More people getting blown in street corners, but you know, no caskets.
That was
What kind of interesting things did you see while you were there?
Oh my God! Well, beyond that,
Nolens.
This is the point where
really
she begins
cool.
to be a little shy.
No, I was walking down. I guess I went down the wrong street. It was during the day with my friends,
but
and we were walking down. And there's all these stoops, There's a guy sitting there, and there's a woman in his lap, and she's doing things to him, and he's making just direct eye contact with all of us. And I'm just like, oh, and so then I look down, and this woman also has a male part just hanging out at the bottom too. And I'm like, oh. They're like, oh my God. I'm like, just keep walking.
Just keep walking.
Where am I? Oh, it was crazy. It was awesome. Like, there was these cool cemeteries. Like, some of the graves were, like, crumbled in. Because it was after Hurricane Katrina, I guess. Like, you know, that happened. And there was all these, like, voodoo shops, which was badass. And,
Voodoo shops?
Voodoo shops. Yeah, there was...
And you went into them?
Oh, yeah.
What did you see in there?
Oh, there was, like, all kinds of stuff. Like, there was, like, glass eyes, and there was, like, chicken legs and dried chicken legs and, like, all kinds of, like, different things. Yeah, and you weren't allowed to, like, photograph in there or, like, you know, like bring cameras in or anything. Yeah. And there was, like, this woman that that was, like, I guess a witch or whatever they would call it there. She has a special grave in one of the cemeteries, and there's, like, all these candles and, like, offerings and paintings and just amazing stuff all around it. It's crazy.
Did they have, like, voodoo spell books in there or anything?
Oh, God, yeah. Like, it was just, there's candles, there was books, there was, like, just, yeah, all kinds of stuff. Stuff that you find in metaphysical shops and then some. I mean, and then some. It's nuts.
Did you see stuff in there that seemed, like, typical of what you have heard about, like, voodoo, and you're like, whoa,
I didn't expect to see that? Yeah, some stuff. So I don't know really, like, how much it is, like, tourist and how much is, like, you know?
Like, they might just be playing on the legend or whatever, right?
And I mean, it seemed authentic. It seemed really cool in there. I don't know. It was cool either way. When I say good things, I liked it. But,
wow. Something just popped in my brain, like, okay, I know that these voodoo rituals and all that stuff happen out there. However, wouldn't that be interesting? I imagine sort of like this land that's sort of like in New Orleans, and it's like, ooh, there's voodoo and voodoo and voodoo. What if the equivalent of the voodoo was a made-up religion, a made-up occultism, made-up stories by all of the townspeople in there, which then they then sell this story, these artifacts of that story in these shops, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how interesting would that be is if they invent this myth, strictly for tourists to then buy their wares in the gift shop.
That's funny. Yeah. I almost said, like, the Bible? I'm like, wait, no.
The Bible?
We are
the only town designated to have the world's most true Bible.
Oh, the most true.
We promise. We have the most
it's
true
the most
Bible.
True one. Yeah, of any of them ever.
Yeah. Complete with extra passages. Newly discovered passages. We have the only original one. But of course it's whatever they wrote, right?
That's true.
Yeah, because then they scribe it in there.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm curious about St. Thomas,
uh-huh.
The Books of Enoch,
uh-huh.
the Dead Sea Scrolls,
uh-huh.
and the Gnostic stuff,
uh-huh.
and why all that was left out of the Bible. Do you know about why?
No, I don't. I mean, just probably, I don't know. I mean, the fan theory is, you know, to keep stuff out of the public eye and knowledge out of the public eye or whatever, you know, keeping secrets. So I don't know. Eric, interesting look, Mark's brother, he has the Gospel of Mary Magdalene that was never, like, apparently in the Bible.
What?
It was like a whole, like,
how did he find that?
I don't know. I need to ask him. He goes to Barnes & Noble a lot, but, like, he found this online somewhere. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's, like, a few of them that, like, weren't in there. Yeah.
Was it, like, channeled information, you think?
I don't know. Or was it, I think it was in, like, an actual, like it was supposed to be, like, a, you know, John whatever.
Oh, so they found a scroll someplace.
Yeah. Like a Dead Sea Scroll thing, but it's, like, Mary Magdalene's writings. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I need to read it.
If I was the mischievous type and I had billions, I might feel compelled to make some of those newly discovered scrolls.
Yeah. Yeah. Be a good idea.
Could you imagine?
It would sell a lot.
Could you imagine? Like just finding the way of aging it, making it look aged.
Just like dip it in tea. Or coffee.
Just dip it in a lot of tea and coffee.
Yeah, over and over and just crumble it a bunch. Keep dipping it.
Yeah.
Bind it together with some weird
bind
stuff.
Bind it together.
Find some hemp wick.
Yeah.
Make it look tattered.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I found this on an archaeological dig.
It's genius. We'll sell billions.
We'll sell billions.
Oh man.
Stay tuned to the chapter of The Wizard of LA and Friends coming soon to a Bible near you.
Bit version of today's LEDs.
Yes, totally. It was
what?
Way ahead of its time.
The guy was ahead of his time and just right behind the curve.
Yes, right, exactly. That's why I kind of got lost a little bit. Lost relic. But hopefully, you know, they're trying to save it. I don't know how they're going to be able to withstand the power of the
city. I think they
can.
We make a legend about it. It's that simple.
Yeah, I hope so. But, you know, the thing is, to prepare for the worst, they do still have the schematics. Everything. Like, how all the plans and how it was built and the wiring and all that.
Oh, yeah.
So we could recreate it. It could be recreated.
Well, can it be transported?
It cannot. It's
no.
It's too heavy. It's too much concrete poured. It'll just crumble.
Hmm.
But they've thought of that. But no, they're going to apparently build that building here. And
what?
then create something over there. I can't remember. There's like a trade happening, essentially. They're just going to switch this building over here.
No.
I mean, it's
probably
going to be a new building. But yeah, it'll be that, whatever that building serves as, the new
building.
Well,
they said it's not in the master blueprint that's been updated from like a couple of years ago. Like, not shown in the blueprint.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I mean, they could build it over it, around it. That'd be kind of interesting.
This would be neat inside of an atrium.
Exactly.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Like, and you could get all silent running with it.
Well, couldn't they build it so that, like, people, regular people could go up and interact with it at certain times and it would...
That was the idea.
Interact?
He wanted it fully functional to where a pedestrian could come up and have their own light and sound experience. So he was looking at it as interactive installation way back in the day.
Yeah.
it didn't get completed, and that's how that happened. And they said the computer was buggy even back then.
Yeah.
And the control center's underground, which makes it even more like Phantom of the Opera. Like, can you imagine a guy down there, like,
but I mean, now you can control it all with, like, your phone. You could have your...
I know. Yeah, the computing power on your phone could drive the whole thing.
Yeah, it just says madman down in the basement.
Casio calculator from, like, the 90s might have been able to do it.
Yeah, the scientific calculators that were out in the 90s.
Right.
So much computing power. I mean, they had to do custom software for this, and they had to do some updates, but, it took them a year to get this thing online.
Well, think about, modern tech, what could be done to really pump it up. I mean, like, everything that he wanted to do and more. All the lasers, all the holograms, like, all of that cool stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, if you just did this and just kind of turned it up 50%, just to kind of keep it still grounded.
Oh, dude.
Whatever the technology would still have to be grounded. But, human,
Yeah, a weekly hologram show, right?
I saw Roy Orbison as a hologram at the Wiltern last week, two weeks ago. You know what? He looked good. It was amazing.
Dude, I was just listening to Roy Orbison.
That would be such a... That would be right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? No, I know, yeah.
You could keep it grounded. It's like, imagine... Or Joe Young himself, like, get, like actual, like... cool, like, historical people or artists, like, people that are tied to the city that could actually, like, go in there and deliver, like, information as a hologram. And you could actually, this is where you kind of tie, like, some of the Bernou tech elements to it. You could play different sequences of music that would secretly unlock different characters to deliver, like, a little, like, minute, 5 minute. You know, like, Reggie, you got, like, your little nugget that you just throw in there, and it's like, oh, wait, if you hit the Simon, the different colored, like, pegs for it or whatever, and then it just unlocks. It's like, what could you get? You'd have people lined up trying to figure out, like, how to get different characters to, like, come out and... You could have anyone do
Abraham
something.
Abraham Lincoln.
You just come in, shoot a little, like, 30-second hologram thing.
It would be dope. I mean, it's just good to have something in the city that people, that the general population can interact with. It's a really cool thing. There's some great stuff in Chicago. Chicago's got that huge open park with that, like, crazy amorphous silver object. And you, like, walk underneath it, and just the reflections and the distortions are just incredible. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, this huge, like, video kind of tower that makes these faces of different people. I don't know
on
if
the block
from the city, but it's, like, on the surface of it. It's got all these, like, screens, and there's, like, these giant faces appear. Yeah. And they just kind of change over time. It's just really cool. I just love installations like that where it's kind of humanized the city center with technology. Technology is more human-oriented.
Well, once you get people involved in it, that changes it, because it's not like this ominous, megalithic, monolithic thing at them. It's like they're dancing with it, and it's much more, bridging the gap of those things.
Yeah, they're interacting.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, I got a split.
Auto-tune, hey.
A pleasure.
Hey, man.
Auto-tune
it. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Hi, Reggie.
Hi, Chenzi.
Chenzi, nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. Thank you. Great show.
Hey, man,
thank
I'm Kirk.
Kirk.
Great job up there, man. It was funny. Last time I was here, it was the Adam West Memorial. And there were some guys dressed up like the Batman 1966 guys.
Old school ones, yeah.
Yeah, and how, like, the bad guys would have goon on the chest.
Right, yes.
So there was the goon.
Oh, my God.
And then
God,
there was, like, the freaking, the old, the Joker, Cesar Romero,
yes,
the mustache and everything, and the Riddler. And, dude, they looked exactly like him. It was just astounding.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
And it took place in front of City Hall, and they shined the Batman signal up there.
Oh, that's
so there are
so
all
cool.
These Batmans all over the place, and then they had two Batmobiles there too.
The old school,
which was so kick ass. Yeah, you could go there and just see them.
Oh, like,
my God!
Stumbled upon it, but you practical with it.
Yeah. I got lucky. Yeah. Hey, Reggie.
Goon.
Hey, Reggie.
Durian. Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
Remember we met at that party?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to geek out with you with some of these, like, weird whistles I've been making.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Karina stuff?
Yeah.
If you push that button, if you push that button,
okay.
That's, like, one of those buttons that definitely takes you in a whole other parallel universe if you touch that button.
Special
Karina. Yeah. Like, think of the parallel universe you want to go to.
Modulated with my thoughts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, pardon me. But that would be an interesting thing, like a gem on someone's chest. You push it, and it goes. And they disappear, and then they reappear somewhere.
And so it vibrates in a different way, and you hear a bass note. You hear a lower note that is not here with your eardrum. You hear it through induction. It's your inner ear, so it's your sense of vertigo.
Dude, this is so cool. See, now I'm puzzled. At first, I thought this place was the place. You guys actually remember on a podcast, I was coming back. It was the night of after seeing David Lynch. I was walking back through, and I was trying to find the spot where I had been walking around with Chenzi and the gang. And I walked across that space, and I was actually in front of... Oh.
Yeah, it's inside, like between the ears, and really deep inside. And as you pay attention to that, it kind of opens, I call it mental floss. That's a great brain note. Yeah, brain note, that's good. Or glissando.
That's great. It's I love that experience. It's really cool. Yeah, the resonance is so tight. It's like kind of like the secret of how to do like a stereo placement with just
You want to get going?
You were playing it with your you were panning really quite left, right, in the very end there. Mark, it's so nice to meet you.
So now I just got to figure out where that place was. Pleasure meeting you guys. Oh. Oh, dude, and Reggie, if you're at all a fan of like yacht rock music, I'm in a band called Yachtly Crew, and we're playing at Viper Room this coming the first Friday of coming up in November.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun. We sing all just love songs. Michael McDonald, Christopher Cross. Oh my god, dude. Oh, dude, it's so much fun. People wear the captain's hats.
Yes,
and so
I
want to
go. I'm going.
It's a pleasure meeting you, man. Take care.
Oh, no way. You're not
going. It's great. Gave me Yachtly Crew postcard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's good night.
We caught wind that Mario Lopez is going to be at the Viper Room.
tonight?
When
Mario
Yachtly Crew
Lopez.
Plays. Yeah.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't age. I'm pretty sure he's like a cyborg or a
vampire. I think so, too. Like, they've also noticed with Keanu Reeves, too. He doesn't seem to age. The two of those guys. We're talking to the same electrotrician. Wouldn't it be crazy if they're just like... Yeah. They get certain electrocutions. So, yeah, that thing that I was in, I'm not sure where the hell it actually was. I have got to figure it out. But it was a triangle, and it was making sounds.
From this thing?
I thought it was this thing, but it's
thing?
Yeah. The it was a wider open. It was a wider open space. Yeah, there was grass, and I thought it was near where we had first walked for that first wizard walk.
Mm-hmm. Seventh and Fig.
Yeah.
That has... It wasn't the fountain thing, was it? The pyramid thing?
I don't know, but it had like binaural beats going on inside of it. I was standing inside of it, and I was recording a podcast inside of there. Uh-huh. And I was coming home late one night after the David Lynch book signing at the Ace Hotel. And I was walking to find the train station near to where that wizard walk was, where we met that kid who got off his bike and he was like recording and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the little kid and, you know, playing with Lumi. I came across this thing that it was like a triangle and then it had like these binaural beats. And I could hear it walking up to it. It's like, ooh, and I got closer to it and I stood inside of it. And it's just all around me. Like, I could have just sat in there and just like soaked it all up. And when he told me about this thing, I swore, I thought for sure this was that thing. And it might have been, but I can't, I don't know. But I know that there was like a little stage thing that was in there. Oh, man, it was just so amazing. So, yeah, if that thing is still going on, I hope that at some point you stumble across this thing, because it's really, it feels so magical. It's like something unexpected.
It made me think of the Integratron. Have you heard of that? The Integratron?
Is that out in the desert?
Yeah. Yeah, it's by Giant Rock, where we go camping.
Were you talking about...
It's right down the street.
Okay, that's a dome, yours. Were you telling me that's like a dome?
Mm-hmm. And they do sound vibration, like it's sound healing in there, so it's just...
Have you gone inside of it?
No. I want to. I never have, though. We've driven by it several times.
How far is that from here?
Like 3 hours, I guess. I think. Is Giant Rock 3 hours from here?
Let's walk over here real quick. Giant Rock is 3 hours from here, but we are going to, you're going to have to come there with us, and we're going to have to, we'll show you stuff.
Oh my God, we have this camping spot that's so bomb.
Oh my God,
We call it the Mystic Circle, and we're actually going to move it to a different spot where there's mostly shade.
Kenzie's camped with us twice there.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, we shall report more on this later. So as I'm recording this, this is 10:20. What you just heard, all of that was on 10:19. That was at the Triforium out there near the Civic Center by the City Hall. It's the same place where they had the Adam West Memorial, Batman Memorial. So it was magical out there. This is part one. So if you want to hear part two, where we end up finishing our conversation with Reggie Watts, then you can hear an artist party we end up going to right afterwards, or Michelangelo is, and we end up having an extraordinary conversation with a couple who sell various stones and gems, and boy oh boy, do the synchronicities just keep blasting at full speed, lightning speed. You're gonna love it. Take care. Keep the Inspirato flowing, and keep that in mind.